Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're looking for people like the three of us in this room who have shoved their entire foot inside their mouth.
Foot and mouth.
Before we get to some personal stories, there is a person who met on a game, not a game site, like a dating site. And they began to brag about how they had just killed a buck.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you made me. I just killed the buck. And the guy was like, oh, by the way, it was a girl who killed the buck.
Yes.
Which I don't know if that makes me super sexist, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm not on dating sites, but I feel like some chick, like her opening line is, I just bagged a buck.
An aphrodisiac?
I don't know.
It's not in my wheelhouse. Anyway, he's like, oh, so you're a bow hunter, because that was the season that it was. She's like, no, let's not talk about that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. The dude's a game warden. And she had illegally...
Oh, just confessed to...
Yeah. She was immediately arrested. Game wardens arrived at her home actually the next day. She pled guilty to an illegally taken animal. Cost her about $2,400.
They didn't go out or hook up, though? Or?
I feel like he's probably doing the conjugal visit thing.
Very nice.
They're probably hooking up
that
way.
That's exciting, actually.
But we've all done it ourselves. Who wants to go first in the room? How about Amber with, which one do you want to tell?
Gosh, there's so many to choose from.
Let's talk about T-Hack.
My favorite one is the T-Hack one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was not a good day for me. Somehow we got on the subject of engagement rings, and I don't know what came over me. I went on a tangent. I felt very passionately about it in the moment, and I said something along the lines of, it's basic if you have a double halo engagement ring. To which T-Hack then quickly looked at his phone and then put it down so fast. And I immediately knew that his wife had a double halo ring. And I was just like, damn it!
Except for your wife.
Yeah, but yours was classy, though. I love it. Damn it.
That was
just
funny.
Spent like all his money on that ring at the time.
Yes. And it was the most passionate you'd been in a long time.
Know.
So made it so much
worse. You were angry that people were buying that type of ring.
I don't know why I was so on one that day.
Yeah. You didn't say basic.
I didn't.
You
You're
went
right.
basic B.
I did.
You went.
Yeah.
You went the whole way to call his beautiful bride a basic bitch.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to tell you some more of our stories, but we want you to call us if you've had your foot in your mouth. We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. Or you can text us at 51059. I haven't done one in a while.
I know, but you do epic ones.
I think you need to talk about what you did.
No, mine's boring. You're the one. Yours are fun.
Nope, yours is new.
No.
It was you at the dispensary, and I know exactly what happened.
I was at Euflora. You walk in. You have to give your ID to the law enforcement individual that's standing there.
Wait, they're actually law enforcement?
Yeah, they have guns and badges.
Oh.
Yeah.
They do?
At least at Euflora, yeah.
Oh, you know, I don't know if they're, you know what it is.
They're secure. I think they're security. But
because
yeah.
they have so much cash in those, because it's cash only
it's
business.
Cash-only.
They have to have
Maybe
somebody... armed, because they have hundreds of thousands of dollars in there.
They do. Uh-huh. And that those security, they don't do any, you're not allowed to do any drugs. So you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those people
they're
are clean.
Clean, sober. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So I walked in, I went up to the hand of the security person my ID, and they checked it out and they handed it back. And I said, hey, thanks, man. The second I said, man, the instant it came out of my mouth, I knew that the person was not a man. So I still walked away.
Just stop.
Right. I walked away, went up and did my business, got my paid for my stuff, knowing that when I leave, I have to go past that same individual. And so as I'm approaching her, she's giving me the look like, I know that you know that I know that you know. So I started to...
No, don't. You have to drive. I know why you started to talk, because we all have that thing and where we want to try to make it right.
Yes. And they know that I screwed up, and I know that they knew that I screwed up. So that I still opened my mouth to try and explain. And her, him, the non-pro, whatever the non, gave me the look like, it's too late now, but I forgave you the second you said it the first time. So just say thanks and leave.
Just go.
But I wouldn't. Because I needed to. But you don't understand. I'm not this way. And they forgave me 800 years before that.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, what happened to you?
But you can't.
Yeah. Just the pronouns from here on in.
Just don't.
Be more conscious.
But I do it all the time. Like, I for some reason, I will say thanks, dude. Thanks, man. Whenever.
Right. I know. It's just out of hand.
I say guys all the time. Hey, guys, even to my girlfriends.
Yeah, I do it to a group of girls, too.
But is that one bad? Because I feel like guys has become
generic for girls and
just like guys
and people. Yeah, like.
But that, you're right.
Yeah. I still do it, and I do it. It denotes females, and that's not right.
You're not supposed to say
because there are no females left anymore. There's no males.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of like the only one that
you just jumped on T-Hack.
Oh yeah, you.
Oh, for why does it all have to be T-Hack? I'm trying to find a fashion, and you guys are trying to help me, and like Amber's like, why don't you get a leather jacket?
No, Steve.
I looked up on the. On a certain site that tells you what we should
leather,
be wearing.
Leather? Oh, wearing for your age? And it was like...
And they kept saying leather jacket, leather... It could have been suede, but I just pictured the leather jacket.
And I just said leather jackets are stupid. Like they're
who wears the leather jacket? T-Hack has one on today.
He's literally wearing it today!
He is. And you dumped all over that specific
because they're
style.
Stupid. They're not... It's not. It just reminds me of the 90s when we would all go to Wilson's Leather and plow through all those stupid either fringe or trench coat or whatever. And then they upsell you the leather protectant at the front. And you're just like, I don't need it. I had it from the last six jackets I bought here. There's one that we got in a text. Somebody said they were on patrol in an elementary school. They were and like... There was a kid in a wheel. They were doing the crosswalk patrol.
Okay.
And a kid in a wheelchair started like blazing through too fast.
Ooh.
And you know, when someone's running in a crosswalk, what do you tell them?
Slow.
Yeah, you say walk.
Oh, you can't do that.
And she was like, walk. And it was like,
are they in a wheel?
I can't.
So they just kept.
They just rolled on through.
Yeah, that's.
There's no. There's no coming back from that. So you shoved your foot in your mouth. We want to hear your story. Candy?
Yay.
Yay.
Foot in mouth. What happened?
Yes, it was my first job in college, and it was at a flower shop. And the owner said, well, what sort of flowers do you like to use? Do you like to use carnations and mums? And I said, no, that's kind of trailer park looking. And she said, well, I live in a trailer park.
I meant mobile home village.
I can't believe I can't believe I just said it out loud, by the way.
Did you go, I'm sorry, just pat her on the head?
Bad.
We do that all the time. We say trailer park like it's a terrible, but there are perfectly nice people living
in.
It's hard for Steve with the silver spoon in his mouth to see through. But like, did you get fired or was she understanding?
No, I worked there for 3 years. They were wonderful to me. They treated me just wonderfully. I learned so much from them. So they gave me a chance.
Wow. Aww.
Did they ever get out of the trailer park or mobile home village? Or they're still at the
It's not been a super profitable floral shop.
Right.
All right. Thank you for the call. Aaron.
Yay.
Foot in mouth.
So it was one of those like college get to know you games, and it was like the worst thing you would ever experience. And I told them about a time that I got a concussion and I lost my eyesight, and there was a blind girl in the group.
Oh no.
Yeah. So real bad.
Are you really not allowed to talk about that? No, you're not. You can't. Can't talk about like the time, oh my God, it was such a pain. I was temporarily blind. It's like, yeah, no, that must have been awful.
Oh.
Right?
I'm like permanently blind.
Right.
You just
that
kind of messed up.
Did you just scream into a pillow when you got home? Because that's usually what I do after I've done that.
Definitely, because then my friend looked at me like, God, you're such an ass.
Yeah, no, I imagine. Thank you for the call. These are getting more uncomfortable. In fact, this one needs her name changed and VD.
Oof.
Voice this guy.
Candy?
Yes.
You are disguised. What's your foot and mouth?
I was hiring for a position at work, and we were on a committee, and we couldn't decide on a candidate, and I said to the lady next to me, I said, well, gun to your head, who would you choose? And then I completely remembered her husband had just killed himself by shooting himself.
Oh, God.
In the head, probably.
Oh,
too.
God.
What?
Oh, God.
What was her reaction?
I still relive it, and that was like 5 years ago.
Oh, my God, that brought back such a flood to me. Because remember...
You did that, too?
Don't you remember?
Oh, the head injury.
I was, like, at the wake of somebody. No, this was...
Another one?
Yeah. we were at a place, not like, remembering a guy who had taken his life.
Oh.
And there was all these different wines, and I was like, there's a great Pinot, and a great Cab, and a great Malbec, and it was like... This guy was standing there. He's like, I can't decide which one to have. And he's like, maybe I'll mix them together. I'm like, yeah, make a suicide.
Which we
That's what it's called when you mix a bunch
of sodas together. Different.
Right. Yes. Isn't it?
That's what we called it as kids.
But I'm screaming the word suicide at a suicide wake.
Yes.
And you're just, please, God.
Why?
Take the words.
And they gave you the Merlot.
They were like, you're having the white Zin. Thank you for the call. That was awful. Oh, that memory is harsh.
Erica? That's a rough one.
Yes,
yay.
Foot in mouth.
All right, so I was hosting a party at my house, and I definitely had too much to drink. This guy was just yelling like crazy, and I looked at him, and this sounds bad, but based on his ethnic look, I said, no hablo español, señor, and he looked at me and said, I was yelling in French.
I don't quite understand, but I think we're all too sober to understand your story. Did I miss that one?
I don't know.
Like, why couldn't she say no habla?
Is that derogatory to say that you thought you were speaking Spanish?
Oh, because he's speaking a different language?
Yeah.
Okay, Stephanie?
Hello.
Oh, you actually have that accent. I thought you were kidding. There I go. Foot in mouth. What did you see?
So I was at a comedy work show years ago, and I think he might have been a local comedian, hippie man. And when I left the show, obviously they give you loads of free drinks, and I just wanted to say thank you. That was hilarious. But I said, oh, I remembered your glass eye from before, which he has. And he looked at me with the real eye, and he was very upset with me.
Oh, no.
Because you're not allowed, but I mean, you have to point out when somebody's...
He's a comedian.
You're enlightened.
Exactly.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.